Every week, our book reviewer Nikki Tate Stratton joins me in studio to share her thoughts on what she's been reading. Now, often she brings in books that are hot off the press, or she introduces us to new titles by first-time authors. But this week, on Titles and Tate, Nikki has brought in a novel for teens that was published more than 20 years ago, but is still all too relevant. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Joanne.
So, what's the title of this book?
Well, this is Where the Rivers Meet by educator and author Dawn Sawyer. And the novel was first published back in 1988, recently went into its ninth printing, quite remarkable. And Dawn Sawyer wrote this book based on his observations made while he was a teacher in the Fraser Canyon, as well as based on many, many conversations he had with a Shuswap elder from Salmon Arm.
It's interesting. I've just picked it up and I noticed that it has a note on the front from CBC's Morning Side, which should be a clue to me that it's maybe originated in another time. So how does the story here unfold?
Well, the main character is Nancy. She's a First Nations student in grade 12. And for as long as she can remember, Nancy has thought of school and that precious diploma that comes along with surviving 12 years of formal education. School to Nancy is her ticket off the reserve and onto some other, better, different kind of life.
So what are some of the challenges that are facing Nancy and her community?
Well, there's a long list of ills. She deals with racism, poverty, alcoholism, and perhaps most relevant to Nancy's personal struggle, the education system that's often irrelevant and insensitive to the needs of the students it theoretically serves. And what Dawn Sawyer does really well is to dig beneath this litany of troubles to get at the heart of, you know, the deeper source of Nancy's pain. So I really felt Nancy's fear and helplessness and despair, confusion, her rootlessness, and at the same time, she understands she needs to do something to change things, not just for herself, but for her community, which is not easy to do when she's overwhelmed with feelings of, you know, but what do I do? Where do I start?
So where does Nancy start?
Okay, well, after a couple of particularly shocking incidents in her community, Nancy finds herself seeking the guidance of an elder. And she makes some tentative forays into exploring her past, her ancestry, her roots. And through traditional teachings, she unlocks an inner strength that proves to be more formidable than she could ever have imagined.
What form does this traditional teaching take?
Well, she connects with an elderly neighbor, a woman who has managed to keep some of the Shuswap traditions alive. And Nancy learns what it means to participate in a traditional sweat and eventually to even go off on a spiritual quest.
Now, this type of learning, these kinds of experiences, they certainly take time.
Yes.
Is Nancy still trying to graduate from high school while all of this is going on?
Well, she is, but the school environment becomes just unbearable. It's sort of a symbol for everything that is troubling her community. And Nancy winds up missing weeks and weeks of school at a really critical time in grade 12 because pursuing this better way, a traditional way forward, puts her academic future in jeopardy. And I love the way Dawn Sawyer handles this conflict. The stakes are high. If Nancy caves in and ticks the little boxes and just passes her exams, yeah, sure, she gets her diploma. But what is the personal cost of that? And if she graduates and leaves town, what has she done to help her community? So in all of this, the choices that Nancy makes are some tough ones, but in the end, they're so powerful and so empowering. I mean, this is one of those books where I wept and I cheered.
Wow. It sounds, too, like so much of it is still relevant. And it is great that a small press like Pemmican will keep a book like this in print for 20 years. Printing?
Exactly. That's wonderful. And actually, according to the foreword, which is written by Art Napoleon, who's a Cree Dene writer, storyteller, performer, after reading this book, young First Nations people have found inspiration and encouragement to seek out their elders, communities, and traditions as they search for a sense of identity and belonging. And I'd say any story that can do that, that is powerful stuff. I was really deeply moved by this story and so glad I finally got around to reading it.
See, but if it hadn't still been in print, you might not have gotten around to reading
it. Exactly right.
You know, and I think one of the things that Art Napoleon points out here is Huh, it's too bad 20 years later we still can't find this very relevant.
Yes, unfortunately.
All right, that's Where the Rivers Meet by Dawn Sawyer, a book with a bit of history. Anything new and exciting that you're looking forward to reading?
Well, yes, this is the season for new books.
Yes.
So there are several new ones just out or about to come out that look fabulous. Now, do you remember when we talked about Brian Seltznick's book, the one that won the Caldecott Medal, The Invention of Hugo Cabret?
About the earliest days of movie making in silent films,
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. That's exactly the one. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the remarkable things about that book was its format. It was told in a combination of text and illustrations, right? So not a graphic novel, but it was more like a novel-length picture book almost.
Yeah.
Well, Seltznick is back with another big fat novel called Wonderstruck. This time he tells two parallel and interwoven stories. One of them is told exclusively in words and the other in illustrations. It just looks wonderful. I cannot wait to see it and read it properly.
Yeah.
Coming out from Orca this month is an apocalyptic story of survival against all odds. It sounds like it's right up my alley. That's the teen novel The Elephant Mountains by Scott Ely. And also from Orca, the sequel to a book we talked about here a little while ago, and that was Written in Blood, which was that historical fiction set in the Wild West of the 1800s. Well, the secret is out soon, called Ghost Moon, both by Vancouver Island writer John Wilson.
Wow, a lot coming our way. Now, we haven't talked much about books for really young children because we've concentrated on teen books. But is there anything that catches your eye for the little ones?
Oh, you know, there are a couple. Dan Burrell is an author I love. He did a great job with a picture book called Alphabetter, which came out a few years ago with Orca Books. And I was so excited to see he's got a new one out this fall with Simply Read Books called Pussycat, Pussycat, Where Have You Been? Now, I collect picture books with cat themes, so for me, this is a must read given the subject matter and the fact Dan's name is on the cover. And the other picture book that's just gorgeous, I saw it at the Words in the Woods Festival up in Port Alberni this summer, and it's Singing Away the Dark by Caroline Woodward. And it's about a little girl who has to walk alone for a mile through the woods before dawn in the pitch dark to catch the school bus. And it's just delightful. It's so evocative of a rural upbringing. It's a simple, elegant, lovely book, and also, as it happens, published by Simply Read.